Military commanders in the United States have publicly acknowledged that pulling out 33,000 troops from Afghanistan is riskier than keeping those forces where they are. And critics are also warning the American timetable for withdrawal could prompt other countries to accelerate their drawdowns. North America correspondent Jane Cowan reports.
In the Southern Californian community of Oceanside, host to a sprawling Marine base, the reaction to Barack Obama's decision ran the gamut from full support...
It's good because we kind of spread ourselves too thin globally.
...to opposition.
I don't really think that we should leave this quickly. The job's not done.
And even scepticism.
People are coming out of boot camp and they're already telling them they're going to Afghanistan. Yeah, I don't believe it for one second.
With 24 hours to digest the decision, there have been no public complaints from America's allies. On a visit to Pakistan, the British Foreign Secretary William Hague welcomed the withdrawal, saying British troops were already in the process of pulling out.
The position of the United Kingdom is that we have announced for this year a reduction of 400 in our forces in Afghanistan.
France has promised to follow suit. The former Republican presidential candidate, Senator John McCain, detects signs of a rush to the exits.
I predict to you now that our allies will accelerate their reductions in presence in Afghanistan. It's only logical for them to do so.
But the US Undersecretary for Defense, Michelle Flournoy, downplayed the concern.
For the most part, our allies, the Australians, others, are saying we're in it, we're committed, we're signed up to the Lisbon plan, and that's what we're sticking with. And I haven't heard anybody walk away from what we all agreed at Lisbon.
In the wake of his decision, Barack Obama made a low-key visit to a military base in Fort Drum in New York State.
I hope that all of you can both take pride in what you've done over the past years, but also understand that there's a future there that is brighter, not only for the Afghan people, but for, most importantly, for American security.
The president's team was out in force selling the troop decision. Bill Burton is the deputy press officer for the White House.
I think that this plays out to demonstrate that the president has shown a real ability to make tough, smart national security decisions.
It's clear that economic and political pressures weighed heavily on the president's decision. Dennis McDonough is Barack Obama's deputy national security advisor.
As president, he has to see beyond the battle space in Afghanistan. He has to see the whole globe. We think the plan he's laid out is well within the range and will allow us to carry it out. But it also allows us to carry it out on offense against Al-Qaeda elsewhere and allows us to make the kind of savings as against the strict budget environment we're operating in to ensure that we can get back to the economy that we're all accustomed to and create some jobs here.
America's military brass have made no secret of the fact they wanted a slower withdrawal. Both the war's commander, General David Petraeus, and America's top uniformed military officer, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mike Mullen, say they'll support the president's decision, but it wasn't what they recommended.
I do not intend to discuss the specifics of the private advice I rendered with respect to these decisions. I support them. What I can tell you is the president's decisions are more aggressive and incur more risk than I was originally prepared to accept. More force for more time is, without doubt, the safer course. But that does not necessarily make it the best course. The truth is, we would have run other kinds of risks by keeping more forces in Afghanistan longer.
The political risk will be all Barack Obama's as he eyes his 2012 re-election prospects. This is Jane Cowan in Washington for The World Today.